This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, right, therealside.com, where, again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do to be involved in the conversation. And there's smarter people than I up there on, what is that thing called? Facebook. Or actually our website. And again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know, what is funny is, with the top of the hour, stuff starts popping up on my screen. You guys start asking all kinds of questions. You don't have to. Just hop on the Facebook or hop on the website. If you go up to the website, you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping, White Guy, all the things that you've been told were bad or nasty, all the labels the left gave me, right? It's really that simple. All the labels the left have, you know, the people that don't want labels, that don't believe in labels, well, they actually very much, they live off of labels. Speaking of labels, you know, I saw this one. And I knew it was, what are they calling these days? They're calling it like clickbait. But nobody in the left would ever call it clickbait. So, this fellow's got a, this is not me. Let's be clear. This guy's got a website called joemygod.com. Now, I think he means it like Joe, my God. That's what I think. That's how I think he means it. But I'm not sure. So, he's calling out Steve Scalise for being a hater. Steve Scalise for being a hater. So Steve's life was saved by a married lesbian cop. And this guy is all miffed because Scalise is going to speak at a national convention of anti-LGBTQ groups. Right. So he's, see what he's doing already? He's making it sound like this convention was called strictly and only to create of anti-LGBTQ groups, when in reality, it's a Christian organization. And I don't care who you are, and I don't care whether you like it, I don't care whether you want to hear it or not, the majority of Christian churches, according to Scripture, okay, do not believe in same-sex marriage. It's really that simple. Not a hate group, not a hate thing, not the person. And I know you don't seem to get this. You've never gotten this. You can love somebody. Listen, I'm not putting women down, but how many women love men, even men who mistreat them verbally, physically, and otherwise? And they still love them. They hate what they're doing, but they love them. Now, do not write an email that says Joe has equated same-sex marriage or people who, to people who beat their women. No. No. Explaining how some people, how you can love someone no matter what they're doing. Hate what they're doing, but love the person. And that's what we're called as Christians. We're called to love people. Hate the acts, hate the sin, love the people. So the guy goes on to write, because, you know, it's definitely, it's Tony Perkins, right? You know, Tony Perkins has been labeled as, like, the biggest hater on the face of the planet. And any pro-family, traditional family group is always labeled as haters. Perkins is with the Family Research Council, right? And it's the Voter Summit in Washington, D.C. So now they're labeled, the whole emphasis now is going to be on this hate group. But I wouldn't let it get away with it. I would ignore them. Totally ignore them. Now, according to a press release, there were times when we wondered if House Majority Whip Steve Scalise would ever speak at a VVS again. Yeah, that's VVS. But next week, the miraculous recovery of Steve Scalise will take center stage. Steve makes a return trip to the biggest gathering of pro-family conservatives in the country. Check that out. Pro-family conservatives in the country. That's so terrible. That's terrible, right? After shooting that rocked the country for so many Americans, seeing him back at work defending our values has been the answer to a prayer. And we look forward to celebrating with him. Now, while a proud member of the Louisiana legislature, and as his website proudly notes, Steve Scalise authored the state's successful 2004 ban on same-sex marriage. He continues to crusade in the U.S. House, authoring and sponsoring numerous anti-marriage bills, including a 2014 attempt to allow states to override any federal rulings on same-sex marriage. Below is the year's gallery of rogues, and I have a picture with all the names of the people that will be speaking at the Value Voter Summit, which really is funny because they think just because something was done, you know, what makes them think? I would love to know. I would love to have them come on and tell me why they believe that because Steve doesn't agree with something you're doing means that he hates you. So if you don't agree with something your kids are doing, do you hate them? I'm just asking. So they hate this group because you have Representative Michelle Bachmann, or former Representative Michelle Bachmann, right? George Bonner with the American Faith and Culture Institute. Steve Bannon, oh my, can't have him, right? These are all haters. This is according to them, not me. According to JoeMyGod.com. Dr. Ben Carlson, hater, just a hater. Shannon Bream, another hater. Bill Federer, Bridget Gabriel, Laura Ingram, all haters. Ollie North, Alveda King, they put Alveda King on the hate list. These people are sick. They are sick, sick people. I wonder if they put Dr. King on there. Martin Luther King Jr. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We got a lot to talk about after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4758. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't can't afford to pay. Don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I so much appreciate the time you guys spend with me, because I know there's a gazillion, yeah, that's a real number, by the way, look it up, gazillion other shows you could be watching, a whole bunch of other shows you could be paying attention to and listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I very, very, very much appreciate it. You know, my next guest, and we've been talking about this off and on, actually we've been talking about it off and on for a while, but tonight we've been talking about it. Christian Saucier is on with me, and he was convicted in prison for keeping, as I said earlier, he didn't give these out to friends and buddies. It wasn't like he made 100 copies of these and passed them about. There was no nasty thoughts behind it, ill intention. He actually went, you know, just wanted to take a picture. I'll let him tell the story, but he just wanted to take a picture of himself in a submarine. I mean, every kid's dream, right? You want to be a fireman, you want to be in the Navy, you want to be in the military. I'll let him tell the story because I don't want to take his thunder. But first of all, Christian, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having me on.
All right. So I don't want to put words in your mouth. Let's just go. Let's just open up with tell the story about how you know you took some pictures and really what it was all about and how it came down.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. You know, I did a job where it wasn't easy getting there, and I was extremely proud to be where I was at and extremely proud. How many people can say, you know, I operated a nuclear power plant on a fast attack submarine, you know, so something that is just awe-inspiring. And still looking back on it today, you know, I tell my wife stories about it, and I just can't believe that I was allowed to do this. You know, at 19 years old, I was operating nuclear power plants. You know, so it's just something really awesome, you know, and myself and other people included were just, you know, everybody that's in that job loves it, and you can't do it unless you love it because it's not an easy job. And so, you know, in a misguided attempt to have some memorabilia of my time in service, and, you know, I did what a lot of people in the military do, and I took pictures of where I worked because I was proud of it. No nefarious purpose. You know, I took 6 photos, and I took them in the engine room, which was where I worked, and it just so happened that it's a classified space, and, you know, the pictures were classified as confidential, which is the lowest tier classification. I mean, it's a submarine that was designed in the 60s, you know, not new technology, nothing super awesome, you know, as far as what most people consider awesome. I consider it awesome because it was pretty cool. But, you know, so if you Google 688 class Los Angeles class submarine, you'll probably find pictures that are much worse than the ones that I took. And for that matter, the prosecutor's office released all 6 pictures to the newspapers, you know, while they were trying me. So, you know, they obviously didn't think it was that important that this needed to be protected because they themselves released them. But yeah, I mean, I had them on my own personal cell phone so that I could look back on my time in service. And, you know, they got found and, you know, I ended up getting prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for what they prosecuted me was unlawful retention of national defense information, which is basically just saying that I had a security clearance. I was allowed to have, you know, I had access to secure information and stuff like that, so I was allowed to possess it. But I had it on an unsecure device, my cell phone, which, by the way, is exactly what Hillary Clinton did, but on a much larger scale with top secret SCI information. You know, and I only had confidential, which is the lowest tier of classification. So, yeah, I, you know, 2 very different standards of justice, one for an honest patriotic American like myself and one for somebody like Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin and John Podesta, who, you know, obviously we all know what happened there, absolutely nothing, because, you know, they said, well, you know, Jim Comey says, well, she didn't have intent to cause national harm. Well, it's very clear I didn't have intent to cause national harm. I'm, you know, my family's all patriots who've served in the military since World War II. And I think it was very clear to them that when they first interviewed me and I had an American flag tattooed on me and, USN, and yeah, I was very proud to be in the Navy, you know, that wasn't a case of that. But that's not the narrative that the, Obama administration, the Department of Justice wanted to push.
No, well, I'm going to be nice. I'm just going to, I promised I wouldn't get really nasty, so I'm going to be nice. Look, so when you went to the interior, I got to tell you, so how did they show up? Did they tell you, hey, show up with 3 or 4 or 5 guys and say you screwed up, come with us? I mean, how did they let you know that you may have made a mistake here?
Well, there was no, hey, well, you may have made a mistake. There was no friendly interview on my own time for 3 hours at the FBI office with a possible co-defendant, you know, like Cheryl Mills and Hillary Clinton. I at one point got interrogated for 13 hours straight, and I had to tell you it wasn't friendly at all. But, you know, the first meeting that I had with them was I got called into my command, and they said, hey, these 2 guys want to meet with you. So I thought, well, you know, it's probably just a routine security clearance thing. You know, every so many years you have to get your security clearance renewed, and I was at that point. So, you know, no big deal, right? So I go in, and I sit in with these 2 agents who happen to be FBI and NCIS, and all of a sudden, you know, my command wants nothing to do with me, and I'm kind of left out on my own. And these guys tell me, we're investigating you for espionage, treason, terrorism, and just, you know, a whole litany of things that just blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. I was blown away by it. This is that they didn't sit me down and said, hey, you know, we see you had these pictures. You know, maybe it was innocent. No, it was immediately, who are you working for? You know, just accusing me of being, I think at one point they said a Chinese spy and another point a Russian spy, whatever fit the bill, you know. So But that, and it's just insane. You know, it should have never gotten to the point that it did. But, you know, they wanted an overzealous FBI agent and an overzealous prosecutor took the case and prosecuted me to the fullest extent of the law and made an example of me, you know. And I don't want to minimize what I did. I made a mistake. I was a young kid. And, you know, and I accepted responsibility. That's why I didn't go to trial. I pled guilty and I accepted responsibility. I put myself on the mercy of the court. It should have never went to a civilian trial because I was active duty military. So if anything, I should have been court-martialed. But they didn't want to do that because they wanted to destroy my family and I financially, which is exactly what they did. You know, they not only sent me to prison, made me a felon, kicked me out of the Navy and took all my VA disability benefits and my veteran wow. benefits. So, you know, here I am, a war veteran. I did two tours in the Middle East, 11 years total service in the military. And I'm not even eligible for the disability benefits from service-related injuries because they stripped it all away. And then on top of that, I have the double entendre because now I'm a other than honorable discharge and I'm a felon. So trying to find another job and everything is, I mean, it's just, this is what happens to honest, patriotic Americans like myself. You know, and then you have somebody like Hillary Clinton's allowed to run for president when she let innocent people die in Benghazi because she was too busy, you know, lining her pockets with the Clinton Foundation.
Well, look at, you got Manning, you got Sam Snowden, yeah. I mean, all these other people yeah. running around who actually did do things to hurt us, did do things. What was this young lady we were talking about last week? I can't remember her name. She gave out all kinds of information, too, because she didn't like what the government was doing.
Yeah, Reality Winner, I think it was.
That's it, yeah. I mean, yeah. her dad
no, see, and that's the thing, is they tried to make it into something it wasn't and compare me to Edward Snowden. And, you know, my case happened and it started, the investigation started in 2012 when the Edward Snowden thing was a big deal. And, you know, they were really trying to go after somebody. And also, General Petraeus, at that time, you know, was trading top secret information to his mistress and was allowed to plead guilty to a misdemeanor charge for top secret information, which he was just, you know, he was giving out to people. You know, like I said, mine was on my cell phone, my own personal device. I never traded it with anybody, never transmitted it. I never even texted pictures or anything like that.
Hold on, Christian. We got to go for a break. When we come back,
okay.
I want to talk more about this. I want to work through the whole story. I want to talk about President Trump and where he's at with this. If you're actually even getting any response from him anymore. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up on The Real Side. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the live chat room. Or if you're a Facebook aficionado, you can always head over there as well. And we're live on Facebook with the, I guess it's not called a chat room, it's called a feed. I'm an old guy, though. We call everything a chat room where people are talking online. But I want to get right back to my next guest because we're enjoying him so much. Christian Saucier is on the line with us, and he is the young man that had taken pictures of himself in a submarine. And I'm going to let him tell you how the pictures were found, but really not to pass them along like Mrs. Clinton did. I mean, he took the pictures because it was cool to be in a submarine. Anyway, Christian, thanks for joining me tonight.
All right, thanks for having me on again. Yeah, so the phone.
Let me set it up. So, yeah. I mean, people don't know how, and one of the questions is, how did they know that you had the pictures on the phone? Did somebody tell them? Did you hand the phone? Somebody go through your phone by accident? What happened?
Well, so I read the FBI statements when I was getting ready to plead guilty and stuff like that, and I got to see them. And so the phone got discovered in the local town dump where I lived in Connecticut at the time. And it was discovered in this middle of this 40 cubic yard dumpster by the dump supervisor, who decided he wanted to make this old flip phone, which, you know, was no longer my phone for years, because this 2009 is when I took the pictures on this flip phone. 2011, when it gets discovered, I've already had a new phone for a while. So this phone was in the house that, you know, I was going through a pretty nasty divorce at the time. So my soon-to-be ex-wife had access to the house. She was staying there with her son until the divorce was finalized. And so this old phone was sitting in my dresser drawer. She found it. And this dump supervisor that supposedly climbed in the middle of a 40 cubic yard dumpster to retrieve an old flip phone because he wanted to make it his own happened to have gone to high school with my soon-to-be ex-wife. So they were pretty good friends. So he finds this flip phone and miraculously has a charger for it. And it's almost 2012 at this point. Has a charger for an old LG flip phone from 2008. And charges the phone up and sees pictures on it. This guy never served in the military. He'd done a couple of years in prison for, violent assault. but that's the only time he'd really served, knows that these pictures must be of the inside of a submarine. You know, I can tell you that without knowing it, having been there, you wouldn't know what they were. But he goes and has the foresight to go find a retired Navy chief that's in the neighborhood, shows him the pictures, and the guy says, oh, boy, this is serious. We better call NCIS. So then NCIS gets involved, and then the FBI decides they want a piece of it because the phone got found in a dumpster. So they say, well, you know, it could be some sort of espionage or something like that. They really
That's how spies pass things off, right? They bury phones in the middle of a 40-yard dumpster and have the other spy find it by searching for it, right?
Yeah, like a treasure hunt, I guess. But, you know, so, yeah. So, I mean, this stuff is stranger than fiction, but I'm not making it up. It's just, it's insane, some of its stuff. And the FBI, of course, ran with this narrative, and they not only interviewed my ex-wife once, but three times. And all three times, you know, asked her leading questions like, oh, you know, did he ever have weird phone calls? Or, you know, did he ever have large amounts of money that you couldn't account for? And, of course, naturally, she said yes, because she really wanted to get me in trouble. And, you know, the IRS audited me for 3 years straight while they were investigating me. And needless to say, they didn't find anything. You know, I went through my bank accounts and everything like that. So, you know, it was all baloney, but, you know, they naturally believed her over me, I guess, because it fit the narrative they wanted. And it's
They were looking for something. Come on, let's just be honest about it. They were looking for something. The IRS was alerted because you could have money, you know, maybe that came not from the Navy or anything legitimate that you were doing. It just, you know, when they head on that hunt, it's kind of hard to get away from it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. When you have a target on your back, the federal government's got limitless resources. And let me tell you, it doesn't matter whether you're innocent, guilty, whatever. They come after you with a vengeance, unless, of course, your name's Clinton. And then, you know, you can have a meeting with the acting attorney general on a tarmac and discuss grandkids and golf and while your wife's the target of an investigation, and it's considered socially acceptable.
You know, I've always said this, and I don't know your political leaning, but I've always said the same thing. It's like anything the Dems do, legal, illegal, or what have you. I mean, think about what they had to go through to get Wiener put away, even for, 21, 24 months, whatever he got. But if a Republican had sent one picture to a 15-year-old, it would be plastered. It would be 24-hour news 7 days a week till the guy would either shot or put in jail for life.
They'd string him up by the toes. Yeah, I've made the joke, I guess you can call it a joke. It's not really a joke. It's just kind of a sad state of affairs that politicians have always been, you know, shady, but they used to at least try to hide it in back rooms. Now they just do it right out in public because, you know, they just assume the American people don't care. It's just an upsetting state of affairs, you know.
But the story gets worse, though, because people don't realize that when you came home, I mean, when you got out of jail, you came home, that kind of stuff. What did you come home to?
Well, I came home to our vehicles were all repossessed. You know, our house was in foreclosure, and we have hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal debt because, you know, the path that this should have taken, and a lot of your listeners that are military or ex-military out there are probably asking the question, why wasn't I court-martialed? Because I was active duty military until I got kicked out when I went to prison. And it's there's a few reasons. One, that the Obama administration wanted to make an example of me, and the easiest place to do that was in a public venue like federal court. And another is because they wanted to bankrupt my family. They didn't want to just punish me. You know, it's bad enough going to prison. I'll tell you, having your freedom stripped away and being locked in a cage is no cakewalk. But, you know, they wanted to bankrupt my family. They wanted to financially destroy me. And they did. You know, I mean, we're on the verge of bankruptcy at this point. Just for paying for legal fees to get to the point where I could accept responsibility and plead guilty, we bankrupted ourselves. You know, and it wasn't like I went to trial or anything like that. I just wanted to get in there and be able to plead guilty. But they drug it out, and they made us spend all this money. Because if I'd gone to a court-martial, I would have been provided a free attorney, a JAG. But because I went to federal court, even though I applied for a public defender, I couldn't get one because as an E6 in the Navy, I made just above the threshold, which is, I think, $40,000 to get a public defender, so they wouldn't give me one. So I had to pay out of pocket for an attorney. You know, it gets very expensive, you know, and when you're only making 40-something grand a year, you know, after 11 years in the Navy, you don't have a lot of money saved up. So, I emptied out all of our retirements. I maxed out all of our credit cards just to, you know, try to keep our heads above water. And, you know, so now I get out of prison and, you know, my wife and my 2-year-old daughter, she turned 2 the day after I got out of prison. So that was a great, great day. You know, we're just in this giant hole financially that we have to try to dig ourselves out of. And it's going to be hard. So it doesn't end with me getting out of prison and it doesn't end with me going. I'm on house arrest now. I can't even leave home to get a job to try to dig us out of the hole. They, you know, I'm confined to my house. So, you know, it's just a continuing.
How long are you confined to the house?
7 months. So the first month I can't leave home at all. After that, I still have an ankle monitor, and you know, I can only leave during designated hours to go to work. And then I have 3 more years of probation after that. So
do you have to wear a monitor for those 3 years?
No, just for the first 7 months.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
But I mean, you know, it's just.
But you can still appeal this, right? You can steal, or do you have to go for a pardon?
Yeah, I have to go for a pardon. I can't appeal it because I took responsibility and pled guilty, which you waive your right to appeal. You know, so we were really hopeful. You know, it was an emotional roller coaster. I was sitting in prison, you know, watching the election and watching President Trump speak about me on the news media before he was elected and after he was elected with Sean Hannity. And, you know, it seemed like he realized what had happened to my family was wrong. You know, before the election, a member of the Trump team met with my attorney at Trump Tower and said, look, if we get elected, we're going to right the wrong that happened to Chris. And so, you know, hearing this news, I was, you know, excited being in prison thinking, okay, well, you know, finally my family and I are going to get vindicated and they're going to restore my good name. You know, I, even if I hadn't served a year in prison, I would have still paid an extremely heavy price, but, you know, that's why I waited to speak out until I got out of prison, because I want people to say, hey, look, you know, this is a guy who took responsibility. He made a mistake, but he took responsibility. I walked out of that courtroom with my head held high when I was sentenced. I didn't cry about it like Anthony Weiner. I didn't come out of there saying, oh, it's not fair. Nope. You know what? I threw myself on the mercy of the court. I made a mistake. I pled guilty. Unlike Hillary Clinton, I actually accepted responsibility, and I was willing to follow through with the justice system because I believe in this country that that's what's important, is that we have a justice system we can all trust. So in order for that to happen, you have to have people willing to take responsibility for their actions, and that's what I did. You know, I left my wife and my one-year-old daughter, and I served a year in prison. I didn't get any good time because the judge didn't allow me to get any good time. He forced me to serve the entire sentence. And so, you know, I took my punishment, but now I'm speaking out about it because as I sat in prison and I watched Hillary Clinton just lie and obfuscate and, you know, say, well, I made a mistake, get over it. Well, no, you broke the law. And, you know, if you're going to, if the Department of Justice.
Oh, she knew what she was doing. Hey, yeah. They're asking us if you have, why don't you tell people about the website and whether you have a crowdfunding or some way. Hold on. Don't tell anybody anything. They're going to have to come back and hear about it on the other side of the break. So if you guys want to hear how you can help them and more about the story, don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. You listen to Real Side with Joe Macedo. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to my website, thereelside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate. But you don't have to. You just need to understand. And matter of fact, those aren't what I call me. Those are what the left call me, those labels. The people who don't like to label anybody labeled me all of those things. So I get a kick out of it, and I explain it to you in the book. But let me get right back to my guest, because I'm enjoying having him on with me today. Christian Saucier is on with me. He's a U.S. naval machinist, and he was the fellow that apparently took pictures. Well, you know, Christian, I'm not trying to make light of this, because you went through a lot, but it wasn't like you took sexually explicit pictures of yourself. You didn't do a wiener or anything like that, right? You just took a picture of yourself in the engine room. I mean, you were just excited about being in the engine room, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know, who wouldn't be? I mean, that's just an amazing job. You know, it's almost crazy when you think about it, the level of which the government went after me. when you have people like Anthony Weiner who deserve to be locked up forever and they get 21 months, but they went after me with the greatest of fervor. They came after me and it was almost like the perfect storm. You know, my investigation started right when the Edward Snowden thing was happening and General Petraeus, and the Obama administration was harsher than any other administration on data leaks and stuff like that. But I wasn't a leaker, you know, but they went after me with the same fervor. And then, you know, of course, the case reached the pinnacle during the election season when, Hillary Clinton thing was a big deal. So naturally they needed to make somebody an example of somebody to say, well, we are hard, but, you know, just not on our own.
So you are out trying to get work. You are talking to people about getting a job.
Yeah, I am. But it's been an uphill battle. You know, I've done what applications I can online, and I've done some job interviews. But you know, in the state of Vermont, they can ask you if you're a felon on job applications, and you have to answer. You know, so naturally, when people see me check that box and say yes, I'm a felon, you know, they can ask you if you have other than honorable discharge. So I check that box too. And so a lot of people are hesitant to hire you. You know, they see this guy that they don't see the 11 years of service. They don't see the two tours in the Middle East. They see this guy who is a felon who just got out of prison and, just got done doing hard time. And it also has a other than honorable discharge in the military. Okay. So
Those are people you want to work for, because I'll tell you what. I had a business for years, a technology business, and we had quite a few employees. And we never took the box checked. As the person as a whole, you always talk to the person. You always found out where their heart was at. We had a guy. I won't give you his name because I know he listens to the show from time to time. I mean, looked like a skinhead with the silver in his face and all that other. Looked like a gang member out of East L.A. Sweetest guy you'd want to know. Got himself in some trouble in his early years. Nobody would hire him and give him a job. But when you talked to the guy and you worked with him, you saw what he was really all about. And that's where people need to be. You know, they need to be talking with you. They need to be, you know, working with you to really see. And that's, you know what? I don't know. You don't want to work for somebody who's that nasty. I'll put it that way. You know?
But, well, I mean, I would just be happy to be able to get out and get a job and be a contributing member of society again. You know, that's, and hopefully dig myself out of this financial hole that we're in, you know. But it's just part of it, you know. I believe that, you know, as Americans, we should all pay taxes and we should all work and be contributing members and not just be leeching out the system. One of the most difficult parts for me right now is that, you know, my family and I are so helpless. And while I was in prison, my wife had to try to get on food stamps. And, you know, our Senator Bernie Sanders, she wrote to him almost every day and he didn't do anything for us. You know, my family is, you know, proud veteran family, and we were begging for money. And, you know, they told my wife that she'd have to go after me for child support while I was in prison, making $10 a month wiping tables, you know, for child support so that she could get assistance. You know, it's just, it's disgraceful.
It is amazing. I know guys that are making money, okay, and the courts can't go after them because they're hiding money. It's so backwards. It's so upside down. So if people want to help you financially, they want to help you by writing letters, signing a petition, how do they get involved with you, Christian?
Well, I have a website, helpchrissaucier.com. It's www.helpchrissaucier. And we have a UCaring on there if people want to donate money to help us out. You know, we're very appreciative for any help that people can help us with. But what's most important to us is that we raise awareness, and hopefully, you know, one of your listeners, you know, reaches out to President Trump or a member of his team and says, hey, look, you know, remember this guy that, you know, kind of really got the shaft by the Obama administration. And, you know, you pointed out during the election, you know, hey, this guy, you know, he's done his time. He served his time. Let's get him back his good name. You know, it's not going to restore my military benefits or anything like that. I still have to fight to get my VA disability back. But giving me a presidential pardon would allow me to, you know, help get a step in the right direction, get my family's good name back. And
you wouldn't have to check felon anymore, would you?
No, I wouldn't. And, you know, I'd be able to have my ability to go hunting again back and, you know, own guns, which I think every proud American that, you know, is not a nut job should be able to have a gun and defend themselves and be able to go hunting. And so, you know, and be able to vote, you know, the freedoms that I've spent 11 years defending that everybody in this country should have, I think it would be fair for me to have again.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, my listeners are asking me, what kind of work are you looking for?
Well, you know, I, I had a very technical background in the Navy. I was a machinist, made a mechanic, so I have a background in diesel mechanics. I have a background in all mechanical engineering. I also have my commercial driver's license, so I've been applying to any kind of job I can, you know, whether it's an auto mechanic or, you know, commercial truck driver. You know, so I haven't been saying, oh, I only want to do this or that. I mean, I have a pretty vast background. I have a HVAC certifications, all that kind of stuff. So
you sound like the kind of guy that just wants to work to feed his family, that you're not.
That's really what it's about. Yeah, yeah. That's what it's about. I'll work whatever job I have to put food on the table.
All right. Now, even with your negative experience, okay, even with everything you went through now, if you had some young kids that you could reach out and speak to, would you suggest the Navy to them, the military? What would you tell them about the military?
I would tell them that, you know, the 11 years that they gave to this country in service of it are the best years and the proudest years of my life. You know, no matter what they put on paper, it'll never change that. You know, they can call me a felon, they can call me another than honorable discharge, but I'm so proud of being able to serve this great country. You know, this is the greatest country in the world. After being around the world, you know, serving all over the place, I can tell you that without a doubt, this is the greatest country in the world, and I'm so proud to be a citizen of it. You know, what happened to me is regrettable. But, you know, that was the result of a liberal prosecutor and a liberal president wanting to go after somebody. And that Obama was notorious for going after the military. But, you know, it's upsetting, but I would never not recommend that somebody serve their country. You know, I'm so proud. And, you know, I still have, like I said, I have USN tattooed on me. I have, you know, my warfare pin tattooed on me. I have American flag tattooed on me. I got quite a few tattoos. But it's because I'm so proud of it, you know, and nothing can change that. This country is just, I'm so proud. I'm so patriotic. And despite all that's happened to me, it doesn't change that.
Yeah, it's usually the case. When I talk to you guys on a regular basis and something goes sideways, the love of country comes up first. The love of family comes up first. And just because something went sideways, and the fact that you take responsibility for it, it's got to say volumes, you know, about your character, seriously. And I think people see that. People in the chat room are seeing that. They're responding to it. And I will still say to you, I don't know if, and I'm not just saying this because, like you said, you know, you were there for, what, 11 years, did you say?
Yeah, 11 years. I served 5 years on a fast attack submarine.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. See, I think I said it to you during the break, real quick, before we run out of time. You've got to be some kind of crazy to be locked up in a sub for, what would you say, 70-some-odd days at a clip? I mean, no sunlight, yeah. No nothing? I mean, you climbing the walls or what?
It just takes a special kind of dedication. It's not for everybody, but...
Dedication?
You know, yeah, a special kind of crazy. But, you know, I'm so proud of it. I mean, you think about it in a numbers region, you know, less than 1% of the U.S. population ever serves in the military in the course of their lifetime. And in less than 1% of those ever serve in the submarine force. So it's a very small, tight-knit community. And the guys that I served with, I can still consider my brothers. And they, you know, looked out after my family while I was in prison and made sure that they were taken care of. And,
well,
you know,
cool.
Yeah, they've had my back, and, you know, I was an only child, but I don't think that way now. I think I have a lot of brothers because those guys are the greatest.
Well, I'm going to thank you for your service. I appreciate what you did for this country. I'm sorry that they made such a big deal out of something so small, you know, and again, the fact that you were willing to step up to it like most people like the Clintons will not do and will fight for you from here. I really do appreciate your time with me tonight, and I appreciate your time defending this country. Have a great day.
Thank you, and God bless you and your listeners, and thank you for taking the time to hear my story.
Yep, always a pleasure. You know, if you guys don't get it, if you guys don't get involved, okay, with this stuff, you're just as guilty as I don't know, people who would throw this guy in jail. Seriously. Because, yes, what he did was wrong. Yes, what he did was against the law. He fessed up to it. He served his time. And when you think about the injustices going on everywhere, he should get a break. I'm sorry, 11 years in the service, he should get a break. So head over to his website, throw him a few bucks. Like I always say about me, you know what? This month, don't give me any membership money. Give it to him. Help him take care of his bills. Help him take. He's willing to work, and he doesn't care what the job is. You got friends in Vermont? Have them reach out. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Got a whole bunch coming up in the next hour. Oh, yeah. I got a smorgasbord of crazy stories. Again, thanks for being with me. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.